Are you ready to take your writing to the next level? Then welcome to the Book Editor Show. Join Clark Chamberlain and Peter Turley each week as they teach you all the tips, tools, and techniques you need to move your book from manuscript to market. Visit thebookeditorshow.com for show notes, links to guests, books, and extras to make your old novel better than ever. Now, please welcome Clark Chamberlain and Peter Turley.
Welcome to the Book Editor Show. Today, I'll be talking about developmental editing, what it is, and why you need it. If you're an author who wants to get more health in your life, join me for my 90-day challenge, 90 Days to a Healthy Author. I'm sharing each day the highs and the lows, what's working, what's not. Go to www.clark-chamberlain.com to take a look at that. How are you doing? I know it's been a while since last time we spoke, and unfortunately, Peter's not available today, and I wanted to get this show out, and trying to, whether Peter and I can make our schedules connect or work, try to get you a show about story and editing every single week. And that's my new goal, and we're going to make that happen. To just catch you up briefly, the summer really sucked. More so than the rest of the year, which is saying quite a bit. And definitely go check out the 90-day challenge that I'm doing right now, because it's all about the realness of life and making things work and coming back from crisis and coming back from bad situations, because it happens. It happens to all of us. So definitely would love to have you do that. I've really appreciated everybody who has listened over the time that we've done this show, and just excited to get back to doing it on a regular basis. So today I wanted to talk about developmental editing, and as you know, that there are a lot of different types of editing in your books. So commonly, when we think about editing, we think of one thing, and that, of course, is correcting the grammar, because it's the one thing that definitely we notice most about it. But we have a lot of different types of editing out there, of course, besides just checking for grammar. You know, we have evaluation, we've got developmental editing, substantive and structural editing, stylistic editing, copy editing, of course, proofreading, and all of these things. Also, if you're doing things that are in the nonfiction or you're trying to tell a historical fiction, lots of fact checking that needs to take place. These are all different types of jobs that editors do. And we forget about all of these other types of things that we can consider. And it's important when you're starting to really get serious about your work that you start to make these connections and find the right editors that will help you work. And so today I wanted to talk about the development editing and what that is and why it matters. So the idea basically comes down to that you want to have someone take a look at your work, either from the beginning stages where you're not exactly sure where you should be focusing, to you've completed a first draft and now it's time that you want someone to take a look at it and go through it meticulously to reshape and redesign, or perhaps you just need someone to go through it for that first time and give some pointers and try to help put you in the right direction of what's happening. Because, of course, you've come up with a brilliant story. I mean, we all are really good storytellers. We've got great ideas. Sometimes, however, the ideas can become muddled or buried inside of text between the lines. And that's where a developmental editor really helps to bring that out and to make things work. And for developmental editing, one of the things that I think becomes so important is that you're working with somebody who really has a stake in the story, that really cares about you as an author, who really cares about the story and understands what it is that you're trying to do. Because you don't want, what it is you don't want is for a developmental editor to come in and tell the story that they want to tell, right? When someone hires me to do a developmental edit, I read through the book. If it's coming to me at that point, I read through the book, I get an idea of what's going on. I have a conversation with the author for a while, talk about what I'm seeing, talk about what it is that they actually want it to be. Because sometimes I can say, oh, you know, that's not how I would do it. I think that you're trying to say this, but that's not what it is that the author wants. The author wants, say, for instance, doing a mystery. And I'm reading through it and I'm like, well, really, this is a thriller. You know, it's not a mystery at all. And these scenes here where you're trying to establish this mystery feel isn't coming across because we're not actually having them investigate or having them find answers, and instead that they're running a lot from the bad guy and trying to stop something that's going to happen instead of solving something that already happened, or excuse me, from happening to something that happened. And, you know, that's kind of one of the main differences with those. But then the author says, well, actually, no, I really want to have all the running around, and I really want them to stop the thing from happening. And so it's like, well, okay, well, let's restructure this and make sure that all the thriller beats are there, and we're going to move it away from a mystery. Certainly you can still have mystery elements. And other things that I look at for development editing is character. Character's a huge deal in your manuscript. And that's what's going to really connect with your reader the most, is having a strong character, strong protagonist, strong supporting cast. And one of the things that happens to a lot of us, is that, for instance, dialogue sounds really similar between the characters. And in regular life, when people spend time together, you know, if you're at a job and you're brand new there, you will start to talk like everybody else does, right? That's normal. However, it doesn't work in fictional story, because we have to create a heightened version of normal and real. And so although we want it to feel real, making it sound real like it actually is doesn't work. So we have to make it fake. It's like just I did there, my verbal pause. You don't want to have that in all of your sentences, right? Maybe the very, very occasional once in a while when it, that way it adds an exclamation on what's happening there or a feeling into that line. So that's one of the things I look at, you know, and start to look at words and suggest, is this really what, is this a word that this character would use? Is it a phrase that they would use? In the rest of it, it seems like it's sounding just a little bit different. And I don't know that this is one that they always should be falling back on. So that's another thing to take a look at. And then, of course, you know, you're starting to take a look at inside the story elements, the plot points. What's really happening? Is it, how is it moving? The pacing involved with the story. So all of these things are coming back. And in a full developmental edit, as the editor, and this is why, because some people have asked, you know, why is it so much? You know, like I'm actually middle of the road at charging 5 cents per word for developmental edits, for full developmental edits. But the reason why it costs so much is because I'm actually going through and not just writing down some suggestions, but actually making the changes, really coming up and figuring out what needs to be done there. And it's a lot of working hand in hand with the author. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time. It's not something, if someone tells you that they can do a developmental edit in like a week's time or whatever like that, really hold off for a second and ask yourself, is that what you really want? Because this is the time that you are getting everything sorted and put together in the right order so that it has maximum potential with the audience, maximum impact, emotional connections, all of these types of things. That's what you want when you're having a full developmental edit. And it's not someone just going through and making sure that everything is lining up by the numbers. Really coming in and questioning you as the author on your motives and what it is that you're trying to do, and then making it happen how you have it pictured in your mind. And if you don't have that with them, if you're not having conversations with them, if they're not taking time to go through again, and maybe even a third time to go through it again with you, then that is not a developmental edit. Okay. That's more of just a structural alpha read, but a little bit more in depth type. And that can be good. That might be all you need, because you're at a level where you can just take those notes and make it happen. But if you like working with someone else and you don't like having to deal with that, that's where the developmental editor comes in and can be a real bonus for you. So why do you need this? Well, again, as I said, it's that connection. It's that power in your story. You really want to make sure that your story is hitting all the notes. Because there's two ways of writing right now, or I should say sales right now, the idea of the short-term book where you are just putting stuff out fast as you can, not really caring about anything that's in it because you're just going to produce something really fast again and put it out there. And so the more you put out, people just buy it. But it's the new Pulp Fiction is what that is, okay? They're throwaway stories. And I don't mean that in a bad way. They have their place. But it means that you are continually having to write and write and write and write and write and continually having to put out stuff all the time. You know, you take a look at someone like Dent, Lester Dent, who was writing hundreds of thousands of words per week in putting out all of these Pulp Fiction novels and short stories and books so that he could make a living at it. Now, there's another way that you can do this. And that is that you are producing a book to be sold today and to be sold tomorrow and to be sold in years to come. That it is a investment, that actually it is a legacy asset because a book will continue to sell throughout your life and then throughout after your life because of how we have copyright set up. And so you could establish that to leave it behind for family or for friends or an organization that you care about, you know, that could continue to make money on your work even past your life, which is pretty cool. So that's why I think, you know, I think that this is, if that's what you want, you know, you want to be making a book that's going to last the lifetime, then you absolutely need to have that developmental editor come through with the full developmental edit, making it the best that it possibly can be. Now, the best that it possibly can be, of course, is going to be determined on where you're at as an author and where your editor is at. Okay, we are all growing all the time, learning new skills, adding new tools to our toolkits, and making ourselves better writers. That's just how it is. This is a lifelong art and continuing to develop it. So these are the things that you need to take a look at for it. You know, if asking yourself, what is it that you're wanting to do? You know, are you wanting, because basically the Pulp Fiction style is time for money. You're continually investing time into creating new product. Or do you want to create product once and have it just continually sell for you? And I think, you know, that is what we all want, but we have to be able to make that investment. Like that becomes, that's your business structure. And so you have to ask yourself which direction it is that you want to go with it. And it requires checking ego at the door, right? Which is why it's important to find the right developmental editor that you connect with, that you can trust with your project, and that you have faith in their ability to do work. These are not things that you should look at in terms of the cheapest price, right? So there's a lot of things that are done at the cheapest price. And really, is that what you want? Because you need to ask yourself a question, because you know what you have to make in a month, right? Like, you know what you need to make to be a full-time author every month, how many book sales you have to have. Well, think about the editor. They are a time for money person, which means that if your editor has this great rate, which is awesome, you know, if editors can do, you know, especially on proofreading or line editing, a lot of them can burn through a book pretty quick. But if they're always offering this really inexpensive, cheap rate and doing everything like a big combo deal, you know, with all of it together, ask yourself, calculate by the words and the time and how much it costs them to live. And think about that, because then you're going to get an idea of how many books they're actually editing in a month to make sure that they can have a living. And if that number surprises you, you know, it's like, wow, they're editing 30 books in a month. That's a book a day. You know, that's when you need to start asking yourself the question, is that the right editor for you? Because you want to make sure that you've got someone who cares about your book, who's actually spending significant time with it and making sure that everything is exactly as it needs to be before it moves out. Now, of course, on the other hand, there's always the other side of the coin. Maybe you don't need to have the full, because you cannot afford to have that kind of developmental edit in your current situation where you're at right now, you know, that you're not ready to make that type of investment. So are there other types of developmental editing, you know, in the very beginning that can be helpful? And yes, there absolutely is. So two of the services that I offer are what I call ironclad outlines and comprehensive manuscript appraisals. Just a couple of fancy words for saying outline critique and alpha read, okay? But it's kind of fun to toss in some fun names once in a while. So these are two services that I do that are more economical, especially the ironclad outlines. It's talking about coming into your work before you even begin and going through your outline with you and looking at all the plot points, the characters, different things that you'll need to look at for character development. And it gives you a really good starting point. You know, that ironclad, right? It's ready to go. It's going to be able to last. And it's going to be set so that you can develop a book and get into your manuscript faster. And know that when you come to the end of it, that you're not going to have to go back in and gut everything out and rewrite the entire deal. Because that can happen a lot with developmental editing, is that you get that back from the development editing. You're like, oh my goodness, I got to change everything. And so having that start ironclad outline is a really great way to do it. Now, let's say you get to the end, you've got it finished, and you're really wanting to be able to know that it is working or what it is that needs to be changed. Well, that's where the comprehensive manuscript appraisal comes through and why we need to do that. Comprehensive, right? You know, going through, making sure that everything is in the right place, but it's just giving you the notes on it instead of going through and actually changing it for you. And these types of services are a really good economical way to go with developmental editing when you can't afford that full developmental edit. Or maybe you're just in a place that you don't need to have that full developmental edit. Again, just ways to take a look at it, because the most important part is that you need to spend time creating the best work that you possibly can. And that's where that partnership comes in with that editor. So along those lines, I just wanted to invite you on the really good stock up deal, relaunching these, you know, with a new name, the ironclad outlines and what they are and what it is that they do for only $250 each. And if you bought four of them, so let's say you're writing four books this next year, you could pick up a four pack and then have a fifth one for free. Toss that in on top of it, which is a really great deal if you're putting out a lot of material every single year. And these can be a lot of help. And so let me go through exactly what it is. So for $250 right now, the ironclad outline delivers everything that is that you're going to need to make sure you got a brilliant story there and what's happening, that to make sure that there's no errors in the story logic, that you've got a really good outline put into place and what's not working and get that fixed. So what will happen is you'd send in your outline and background materials up to 20,000 words. And I'd spend several days reviewing them point by point, making sure that the story works. And after that, I would send you back my notes. But then on top of that, you'll get an hour one-on-one story coaching call with me, which I got to say, and it's just because I know how many times I've helped to solve an issue that an author's not seen, those story calls are invaluable. You know, like being able to work through either issues that you've seen or additional things that you have thought of since you, after reading the notes. Okay. And so that's a very easy way to do it. Again, it's only $250. And it delivers a lot for you. Normally, they're $450. They're $250 right now. Next month, they're going to go up a little bit. And then the month after, just a little bit more, you know, until we get back up to that $450 level again. Because that's actually, honestly, again, we're talking about that time for money type of deal. Like, that's where I need to actually be with the amount of time that I'm spending on these. But I want to get people excited about them and trying them. And maybe you've never done developmental editing before, and this is a really good way to put your toes in the water, to try it out and see what a difference it will make in your stories. So I want to just invite you. You can go there right now, bookeditorshow.com/dev-edit, and get more information on that. Pick them up. And we'll be able to knock out those as fast as you want, whenever it is that you want. And again, there's no expiration date on these. So if you've got plans for this next year or the year after, and you want to invest in your work right now, because investing in your work, remember, legacy asset, this is an easy way to do it. So I'm excited to be coming back with you every week. We'll be talking about all things editing, all things story, looking at movies that are out there, what is working, looking at the master's work, what is working. If you didn't check it out or hadn't heard, I did a whole class on the first Harry Potter book, you know, and it's under 10 hours, but it's a lot of hours there. And going through, you know, point by point and showing you exactly how J.K. Rowling makes things work. And so we're going to be doing a lot more of these types of shows, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. I hope you do. I really appreciate you listening to the show, and there are going to be more shows coming back for you on a regular basis. I hope you have a fantastic day. Keep learning, keep writing, and build a better book.
Thank you for listening, and come back next week for more. Please visit thebookeditorshow.com for show notes, links to guests, books and extras, and for information on how to be a guest on the show.